You mentioned Wages of Fear and Sierra Madre, The Wild Bunch, and then of course we talked Hitchcock. And I also know your affinity for Citizen Kane and Orson Welles as well. Do you have a favorite classic movie?
Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
The best films for me, it's a very personal list, but it's Citizen Kane, All About Eve, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Paths of Glory, 2001, and then some of the MGM musicals, Singing in the Rain, The Bandwagon, An American in Paris.
Yeah.
And then a film called The Parallax View, which is not a film that's been widely seen. And then one of my all-time favorites is a film with Paul Newman called The Verdict. I watched that film over and over again. It was directed by Sidney Lumet.
It was a Mamet script too, right?
Mamet wrote the script. To me, I get constant inspiration and enjoyment from just watching it. Overall, I think it's among the best ensemble performances ever put on film.
Right from that opening scene when he's working that pinball machine, and then just the way they disclose him, you know, circling the obituaries in the newspaper, and, you know, just this drunken guy trying to take advantage of these grieving families. Like, right from the get-go, you're just engaged in a way that not many movies do.
Well, I'll tell you something. I mean, to me, it's one of the very greatest. I don't see anything today that's in that class. And that all the performances are just magnificent. It's a great, great film, The Verdict, with Paul Newman, directed by Sidney Lumet.
1982.
And as I say, that's a personal list. A lot of people, I love The Godfather as well. I love a lot of films. Most of them, you know, were made before 1980, though, to be honest with you.
Sort of in
but
that,
the two Kubrick films that I love the most are Paths of Glory and 2001. But you're a hell of a film buff yourself.
Well, I would hope so. I'm a movie critic. Yeah, no, but it's true. There's a lot of, I mean, I'm 30 years old. There's a lot of people this age, hate to say it. It's like life never existed before, you know, the mid-80s. And, you know, it's, so,
That's to be expected. I mean, more people are reading Harry Potter than read Dickens,
right, you know,
or Faulkner, or F. Scott Fitzgerald, or Hemingway, you know, or any of the great classic writers. More people have read Harry Potter in a week than read Proust in his lifetime, you know, in all the years since 1912 when his great novel was first published.
Well, yeah, I mean, pop culture, you know, and the public consciousness, all that, I mean, it certainly evolves, and there, you know, there's new things coming out. So, I mean, I understand it, but just talk a little bit about, you know, why is it important, though, that, you know, let's say these Harry Potter fans, great, learn your Harry Potter, that's all fine and well, but, you know, why is it important for them to then study up and study these old movies? Like a Citizen Kane, man. Every shot in that has this symbolic idea. Like, explain how they can learn to see through the cinematic eye, see in a new way through some of these old masters.
I'll tell you, I would recommend that only if they're really interested in the history of cinema. Every generation has its own classics, its own masterpieces, and its own tastes. And the tastes of the past should not be imposed on people who just want to see a film and enjoy it.
Right.
See a film that they can relate to in their own lifetime, you know. And so I only say watch those films if you're interested in how cinema grew from its earliest days into the 20th century. There are just as many films that have inspired people that are made in this generation than there were then.
What are some
of the ones? Citizen Kane is before my generation, but it's the film that inspired me to become a filmmaker. I imagine that today, a lot of young filmmakers, I know it in fact, were inspired to become filmmakers by Star Wars.
Right.
And that's as it should be.
Are there movies that are coming out today, and or filmmakers themselves? You don't have to pick an actual movie if you don't want, but are there certain movies or filmmakers that you gravitate towards that are out right now?
Well, I like the films of the Coen brothers very much.
Oh yes,
they immediately come to mind. But you know, whereas I could rattle off a list of filmmakers who I think have made great films in the past, it's more difficult for me with my tastes today. But I do think the Coen brothers are very great filmmakers. There's a European director, he's actually Austrian. He makes most of his films in France, called Michael Haneke.
Oh, yeah. Cachet and White Ribbon.
Cachet is one of the great films of this age, I believe. He made a film that won Best Foreign Film of two or three years ago, called Love, you know, Amour. He's a great filmmaker. He comes to mind to me. There's another young Italian filmmaker whose work I like, called Paolo Sorrentino.
Oh, yeah.
And he made a film, won the Best Foreign Film a couple of years ago, called The Great Beauty. Mm-hmm. But look, the films of some of those old-timers, or those that are gone, are the ones that influenced me. And so I have different standards, and I don't try to impose them on anyone else.